You need God to tell you how to live. Because He's God, He knows the best course in life for us to pursue. And He lays it out for us in His Word. If we would simply take God up on His offer. Why would we? I mean, we fear failure. We fear rejection. Why would we not fear God, the Creator of the universe, the all-wise God who knows all things? He can help you. And He wants to help you. He desires to help you. And so, fearing God is the beginning point, and that is understanding who He is and the vast wisdom that He possesses. His power and His wisdom. Keep those things in mind. But secondly, we need to ask God. So we can gain this wisdom simply by asking God to give us this wisdom. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5, James says this. James says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given him." But notice he says, "But let him ask in faith without doubting. For he who doubts is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." If you lack wisdom, the Bible says we can call out to God and ask God for wisdom, and God will give it to you. He will give it to you. You don't even have to pursue it. You don't have to turn a page in the Bible to get it. If you will simply just ask God for the wisdom, maybe you have to make a really hard decision in life and you really do not know which direction to go. Ask God. Ask God. Why would I venture out on my own not knowing anything when I can ask the one who knows all things? Why not ask Him? And the Bible says, if we ask God for wisdom, God will give it to us. God wants to give His wisdom to us. And so He encourages us in His Word to seek it, to pursue it. Let me ask you, do you seek after God's wisdom? Is that what you're pursuing in life? Or are you following your own desires and will? Ask God. Wisdom can be at your fingertips. Simply asking God. And so many people will never ask God for the wisdom that He desires to give man. And that's a tragedy when you think about it. God is offering this rich wisdom, which is better than gold, better than silver, better than fame, better than anything life offers. And yet it's the one thing we will not ask for. We'll ask Him for healing. We'll ask Him to help in our marriage. We'll ask Him to do all kinds of things except for, "God, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom, because I don't know what direction to go here. I don't know what to tell this person here. I don't know how to rear my children. I seem to be failing and I want to do a better job." Ask God. Number three, hang around with God's people. Hang around with God's people. Notice Proverbs 13:20. Proverbs 13:20. In Proverbs 13:20, Solomon says, "He who walks with the wise men will be wise, but the companion of the fools will be destroyed." So think about this. Hanging out with God's people is one of the ways that we can get God's wisdom, glean God's wisdom. If you want to be wise, hang out with God's people. And if you want to be a fool, hang out with people who are stupid. Because if you want to be stupid, just hang out with idiots, right? because you will do what the idiots do. But if you want to be wise, hang out with the wise. That makes sense. If you associate with fools, guess what kind of wisdom you're going to get? Foolish. If you hang around with the wise, guess what kind of wisdom you're going to get? Wise wisdom from God. In 1 Corinthians 15:33, Paul says that bad company corrupts good morals. You are who you hang out with. Bad company corrupts good morals. If you're around bad company, they are corrupting your morals, and you may not know it or realize it, but that's what's happening. And the Bible calls that foolishness. When you can have God's wisdom. Wisdom is what we need. If you have wisdom, you'll be a much better parent. You'll be a much better mate. You will handle your money better. You will treat people better. Because wisdom instructs you to do just that. You want financial freedom, and many do. Seek God's wisdom. God tells you how to have financial freedom in the Word of God. And yet we'll go pay a financial advisor all kinds of money to school us and help us, when we can go right to the Bible and God will instruct us in how we are to use our wealth and how to invest that wealth and how to get ahead with our wealth. So don't listen to worldly wisdom. Get wisdom from God. Solomon says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Well, there is one other way that I want to encourage us to pursue wisdom, and I didn't put it on the PowerPoint. Look in Psalm 19. Psalm 19. Now this is implied in getting wisdom from God, but Psalm 19, verse 7. And by the way, Alec, I think we sing this song, do we not? And the law of the Lord does what? Yeah, notice verse 7 here. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, and the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. We sing that one, right? So there is one song. Alex said, you know, he was mad at me because I chose the topic of wisdom. He said, there are no songs on wisdom. So I told him, write some, right? Write some, because we need them then if we don't have them. But this song we do sing. But notice he says the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. This book right here is a book that's filled with wisdom. Wisdom, which Solomon says is greater than silver, greater than gold. There's nothing more valuable than the wisdom of God, and God has given it to us, and God's saying, pursue it, pursue it. And in this wisdom, choose the best over the rest. Every day you make a host of decisions. Every single day. Why not make the best decisions that you can make? And make one after the other. Isn't that a better way to pursue life? Why would I pursue bad decisions when I can make good decisions? Or why would I choose good decisions when I can choose better? And so we want to choose the best over the rest. And we want to do that our whole life. And as we do that, the quality of life improves every single day. The quality of your life will get better and better and better as you string these better decisions one after another, choosing the best over the rest. And so, brethren, choose wisdom. Choose wisdom. That's what God is encouraging us to do. Pray with me, please. Our Heavenly Father, through Jesus, we just thank You, God, for loving us and redeeming us in Jesus Christ. And thank You, Father, for giving us Your Word. Thank You for the wisdom that this Word contains. And I pray, Father, that we as your people will pursue this wisdom, that we'll realize the value. Solomon wants us to see that it's greater than gold. It's greater than silver. This is a valuable, valuable commodity, and we should pursue it with all that we are and have. Help us, God, to not get boggled down into man's wisdom, our wisdom, because so many people make such poor choices in life. And we need to make good choices if we're going to experience a good life. And so help us, Father, in our decision making. Help us to choose wisdom above the wisdom of the world. Your wisdom above the wisdom of the world. Help us in this endeavor, because we know, Father, that if we do so, we will be the best people that we can possibly be in this world for you and for others. So help us as we seek out your great wisdom, Father. And it is through Jesus we pray. This morning, if you need prayer for anything that's going on in your life, we would love to pray with you. If you need wisdom from God, we would love to pray with you and ask God to give you wisdom. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to know Him. Because Jesus says, unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. The Bible teaches that we are sinners, and our sin has separated us from God. And in love, God came into the world, and Jesus Christ went to a cross, died, paid the penalty of our sin that we needed to pay, and He paid it in full and was buried, and 3 days later, He rose up from the grave. He is alive, the Bible teaches. He is a Savior, and He wants to redeem you, and He wants to save you. And it begins with having your sins forgiven. If you will come to God through Christ, He will take away your sins, and you will become part of His family. And we encourage you to make that decision today as we stand and sing.